they don't.
That's right. I heard that your mom was like, you dress that.
And you put on a thing, though.
Shiny with
a turban.
That's
okay. So we could say
you're mixing up religions.
Anyway, so Bikidze, he went to, he saw what was going on. He went and he sold, and he went to be Mevar the Matthias. When the Mevar the Matthias came, and he told Rabbi Yashiv, he told Rabbi Yashiv, what was going on. And Lamais Rabbi Yashiv then, Alpi, what he heard from him, he paskened, then it's awesome. Let me just continue the story. Is that before I get to the Isser, the story continues that Dain Dunner then went, he continued on his trip to other places to tell them the story, to tell other Rabbanim. And in America, they weren't so forthcoming. There was a big meeting with many, many Rabbanim, and they grilled him about his Eidus, and it came out a little bit differently than it came out by Rabbi Yashiv. So basically, it came out a little bit differently. I'm trying to bring that out because Rabbi Belsky shtells on it very stark that that he didn't speak the language. Rabbi Dunner doesn't speak.
I don't even know.
There's a few different languages over here. He's like. There's a whole bunch of them. He doesn't speak that language, so he got an interpreter. But his interpreter also didn't speak the language. So his interpreter found somebody.
It's a shlish.
Who found somebody who knew, but that guy also didn't know that language. So basically, they had like a whole
chain.
One guy telling the other, but none of them was their first language. It wasn't the pshat that they were good interpreters. They were all shock interpreters also. They knew a few words in each language. So because they're going from one guy to the next, and he finally spoke to one guy, he was able to hear a few broken words going through this whole chain of interpreters. So he's now doesn't put so much, he's not machshav that so much. Akaponim, but basically what he said was like this. He said that basically the people go and they think it's Halig, they think they're doing Avoida, and they're mamish, they're giving the hair. He doesn't say all the words. They're doing Avoida. Now,
they say something?
Now, he also says that
do they say something?
Good. Rabbi Yashiv writes that the barber says that it's for the God. That's what he writes. Rabbi Belsky responds to that is that when they asked Rabbi Donner if that's what the barber said, if he spoke to the barber or not, he was quiet. He never claimed that he spoke to the barber. So he's not sure how Rabbi Yashiv knew from Rabbi Dunner that he was told that they say the name of the God. He doesn't know how he knows that. But for somehow by Rabbi Yashiv, it came out that they say the name of the God. It's a big difference. And by Rabbi Belsky, it sounds like they don't say the name of the God. So I don't know how. I don't know. You figure that out. In any case, okay. Basically, the problem is like this. The problem is they're doing idol worship. That's what he came out doing idol worship. Now let me just go back a step. There's two dinim. There's a din avod zara. A person who deans avod zara is chayv misa. Right? That's a halacha. A person who deans avod zara is chayv misa. There's another halacha. Of takrivis of Zara. Takrivis is when you give something to the Getchka, when you makriv something to the Getchka, so that item becomes Asr Bahana. And these two things are not exactly connected. I mean, generally.
They sound similar.
Yeah, they sound similar. They both have to do with Avodah Zara.
No, but they sound similar that you're worshipping Avodah Zara by giving something to
Good. You definitely could put them together. But the Gemara has a case. The Gemara has a case where you're chayiv misa, but there's no takrivus. But it's not considered takrivus. Because the Gemara says that takrivus has to be ke'in penin. You have to do, just the takrivus has to be like it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, either shechita or nisach or zrika or haktara. It has to be. So therefore, in cases where it's not going to be like that, so you could have a avodah zara, and he's going to be chay misa, but it's not going to be takrivus. So they're not integrally combined. So therefore, like this, but Rabbi Yashiv is saying that it has a din of avodah zara is avodah zara, right? Meaning to say, remember if we remember from avodah zara, we said there's five ways you could be chay for avodah zara. Either you do avodas bekach, the way that it served the god, you served it that way. Or you do shechita, zrika, nisach, or haktara. Right?
Ke'impenin.
So those are the five ways you can be chayim. Fine. So he says, zichayim misa. Fine. Chayim misa. Now, what about haktara? So he goes further and says that therefore there's a problem of takrivus. Now takrivus, once it becomes takrivus, it's never batal. You can't be batal, and it's not batal b'tarubis either. You can't be batal, and it's not batal b'tarubis either. So that's the source of the issue. Now, what's unclear, Rabbi Yash doesn't explain this. It's unclear is, wait a minute, how did it become takrivus? Okay, it's chayv misa. It's avoy zaruf. Let's say, it's chayv misa. But how did it become takrivus? Let me leave that. It doesn't explain. I don't want to say a pshat. Let me just leave that. That's in regards to how it becomes takrivus. This is the source of this. So this is how it could be become aser, because they're doing avoid zara. And doing avodas bekach, this is how the avodas zara is deen. Not only that, but it's kein penim. So the Gemara says shiber makal b'fanez chayv is becomes aser. Why? Because it's like a shechita. You crack the stick, so it's like a shechita.
Cutting hair is
like a shechita. So cutting hair is the chayv like a shechita also. The Gemara says a case where you're cutting the vine. You cut the vine. That's considered like a shechita. So you're cutting hair, the chayra, same thing. Chayra is pasha, should be the same thing.
Talks about actually, they used to cut the hair, right? Had this once a year.
Oh, blue wrist, okay. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Good. Fine. So, okay. So, the chayra, over here we have that din of takrivus. Because it's ke'impenim. It's ke'impenim. Now, in regards to Bifonel, that Rabbi Yashiv said it's not considered Bifonel, so here he seems to go that it is Bifonel. Why? Because since the whole mountain is holy, and that's where they do it in order to serve this god, so the Melo, so that's considered in front. They're considering it in front. So the Melo is considered in front. So again, Rabbi Yashiv, again, in Tavshin Nun, said it was Mutter. Why? Because he was assuming that it's not a Avodah Zarah. Like this doctor, the doctor said, he was misinformed. He held that it wasn't avodah zara. So, okay, he held then that said that the barber is not doing avodah zara, and it's not considered bifanel. And so now he was retracted. He's saying Rabbi Dunner was mevayer that it is avodah zara, and so therefore it is a problem, and it is considered bifanel. That's what changed, right?
Was she wearing a shaitel, Mrs. Donner, when they went
to? Okay, so now.
Synthetic.
So now, okay.
Yeah.
So now, that's the Makara Isser. Now we can come to Rebelsky's, his questions, his letter that he sent to Rebel Yashiv. His letter that he sent to Rebel Yashiv. Let me just say one point, just I don't want to send you off and think that it's awesome. Okay, basically, he says a very, very partial zach. He says that how do you have What's takrivus? What's takrivus? Takrivus is when you're giving something to the God. You're giving something to the God. This is the item you're giving to the God. That is takrivus.
Only in avodah zarah.
You cannot be mevatel takrivus.
But you could be mevatel avodah zarah.
Yes, you can be mevatel avodah zarah. The goy could be mevatel.
So by taking away the here and selling it, it's not a way.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's the problem. Again. So where were we? So he says like this: when you give something to the God. So then it becomes takrivus. So you do it with an action of avodah zarah. You're doing avodah and you're giving it to the God. For example, you do shech the cow for the God, right? So you're doing the avodah to give the cow to the God. So that's avodah zarah, and that's takrivus. That's takrivus.
For them, the cow is the God.
That's takrivus. But over here, you're not giving your hair.
You're shechting your hair.
You're not giving your hair. What you're doing is you're taking a haircut.
Yeah.
You're becoming bald. You're doing. What are you doing the mice in? You're doing a mice in you. That you leave aside your hair. You take off your hair. That's what you're doing. You're not giving your hair. You're not taking your hair off to give it to the God. That's not what you're doing. No. You're taking your hair off to be bald. So that you're bald. You don't have hair anymore.
If you would sell that hair, what would happen?
It's a din in the gavra, not
a din in the gavra. Exactly. So what would be comparable to? Let me just bring it out. A person bowed to an idol. He's doing an action of bowing. So he's doing avoida. Not giving anything. Not giving anything. There's no takrivus.
Of course,
he's giving covered. He's going to be chayav misa. But is there a takrivus? No. There's nothing. He wasn't acting anything. This is doing the same thing over here. He's doing a ma'aser.
What do
even
I do when I shech something? What am I giving?
The cow.
I'm also giving a kovet.
No,
I'm giving kovet to the cow.
That's also true. It's also true, but it's a takrivus because you gave the cow. Bring it out a little bit more. If you want, I can bring it out a little bit more.
It's a side effect.
The Torah says that there's two ways of having takrivus. One is you take mini de Michael, you take food, and you bring it in front of the idol. You say, here you go. That's one way of doing it. The second way of doing it is you take something, but that's only by food which is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say you have something which is not brought but inside the Beis HaMikdash. And then the only way to make it takrivus is to do an avoida with it. For example, let's say you have a stick. So you crack the stick. That's like a shechita, that's done inside. So then you have, that's considered a takrivus. But it's a hemshech. It's a hemshech. You're giving it, there's another way of giving it to the God, which is by cracking it.
Why is that any different than the shekel?
So 1 minute. So by the hair,
yeah.
I think that's what you're talking about. So by the hair, so Rabbi Belsky. So good, exactly. So that's the problem. That's why it should be a problem. Chayr mamish, the problem of cutting, just like cracking a stick. But he's saying that no, it's completely different. Because over there, you're breaking the stick in order to give the stick to the God. So therefore, it's takrivus, you're giving it. That's what you're doing. You're giving.
You don't care about giving the hair.
You're not giving anything.
You're just cutting.
Exactly. You don't want hair. You want to be hairless.
If you
want
to sell it, go to garbage.
That's not why they're doing
it. Let's say a guy would shave, right? Right?
So that was,
anybody who shaves knows you're not trying to take off your hair. You don't want your hair. You want to be shaven.
Yeah, but the difference is here.
There's a difference.
I'm part of the avoid is I'm giving off my hair. So
right, being hairless is more.
It's a side effect, isn't it? It's not effect. It's an after
that's
effect of.
That's what he's saying. He's saying you're
it's
not
a goyrim.
It's
a goyrim. It's not.
He's saying
the main thing is that
you're not giving your hair. That's what he's saying. You don't do anything.
It's like lahavdil.
You don't give it.
I don't want to say lahavdil.
Are you giving
the hair? They have these people that go and they have fiyena maisa. You read about it that they shave off the hair, they shave and they make themselves bald. For this thing, so they're not doing it. They're not
so
doing.
So begins the shkayach.
Round 2 next week.
Yeah, that's the shkayach.
Round 2. Round 3.
Or whatever you want.